This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mark Cuban was on with our guys, Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller, yesterday afternoon, the PM team. And it was a great wide-ranging discussion about a number of different topics. I thought they did a great job. I thought Mark was compelling, as always, to listen to. Of course, the Mount Lebanon native, owns the Dallas Mavericks, and was asked about when we can get back to sports.
If I had to bet, and this is more a guess than a bet, I'd say early June is when you start to see teams start to take the field and maybe play games just for television.
Mark also talked about how he thinks it makes more sense for baseball to get started, or it's easier for baseball to get started sooner rather than later as compared to contact sports like the NHL and NFL and even the NBA to an extent because of the spread of the virus. So I'd like to know, look, he's an owner of an NBA franchise, so I imagine he's discussed things with Adam Silver, at least in regards to the NBA, at some point. I'd like to know what's spurring Mark Cuban's positivity, because I want some of that positivity. I like the positivity. I like the hope. I like the belief that we could see sports, even if it's without fans in the stands, in June.
Yeah, I'm just trying to come, after hearing that, and I thought the interview was very well done, and I thought Cuban was really, really good in particular. Does Mark Cuban know more than the average man? And I think that's one would say the default would be, yeah, he owns an NBA franchise. He's been in discussions. He definitely does. But he knows more about a potential plan. But what he doesn't know more probably about is science and the duration that this is going to take, how long this is going to take to get us sort of back to normal or back to close enough to normal where people who are healthcare professionals think it's healthy for us and think it's okay for us to go back to playing these games. So I don't know. And he even prefaced it and said, like, this is a guess more than anything else. So
right.
For me, I want to get my hopes up, Chris, and I want to say, yeah, June, that sounds good. Let's get back to normal. Let's ride this out for another month and a half, and then bang, we'll be back into it. But I guess I need to temper myself whenever I hear Mark Cuban, a guy who is tuned in and plugged in the world of sports. Even when I hear him say that, I think I have to just say a lot of grains of salt here because he can't control science.
Yeah, and it's tough to process all of the information that's coming at us in regards to this. Like, I read an LA Times story this morning where they had a health professional, medical professional talk about, you know, in California, we may not play, and I think they called them the sport games, but we may not play the sport games until Thanksgiving. And other people are talking about these very lengthy shutdowns. And again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm no Dr. Fauci. I have no idea how close we are because of all the things that we've done, all the social distancing efforts to, you know, flattening the curve and turning the corner on this thing. But I want to believe when I hear a voice like Mark Cuban's, who, like you said, he owns an NBA franchise. I imagine he's had discussions with the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, and I imagine he has some sort of reason to believe that we can get at least closer to normal and, again, maybe see some games played in empty buildings at some point in June. That would be, I think that would be such a relief for so many people to just have, like we've talked about so often, the distraction of sports again.
Here's why I have to put some stock into it, is that Mark Cuban is a really savvy and smart guy, and he's been that his whole life. I mean, he's a guy that's just self-made and crushed it and just rose through and has a gazillion dollars. He also knows the focus and the spotlight is on him. Every single word that he says, every time that he speaks. So in saying that, when he put, and I haven't heard all his interviews in all different outlets and the places that he's talked since this outbreak has happened, but he has to live with a default understanding that every time that I talk, Mark Cuban, every time that I say something, that people are looking at every single word to kind of put out, to blast out, to make a national story out of. Or if I say the wrong word or the right word, in any case, it can be amplified and it can become the centerpiece of something where Mark Cuban said this, NBA owner said this. So in saying that, he has to know before he says those words yesterday to Chris and to Andrew that the next headline on CBS Sports or the next headline on ESPN or NBA.com or whatever is, Dallas Mavericks owner thinks sports can resume in June. And he has to own that. And he has to own it before it even comes out of his mouth. And so that's why I think it's not just hollow, and it carries a little more weight, obviously, than a guy like you or I think, because it's tuned in and it is going to be amplified. Again, he can't control science, but I think he knew exactly what he was saying there, whether he has knowledge of it or not, that he really feels like it could happen then.
Yeah, I don't think Mark Cuban said that with sort of a blasé attitude about it. Like, well, yeah, I guess June. Understanding that he did preface his comments with, well, this is just a guess, but it's an educated guess, I think. Educated by discussions with people at the upper levels, not just of the sport that he owns a franchise in, but I would imagine other people in the sports and business world. And again, you would hope that he would say that knowing, like, to your point, there are people that are going to latch on to this. And again, hope is never a bad thing. I hope we can get back to normal in the month of June or some semblance of normal. But I would hope that Mark Cuban would also understand that false hope could, you don't want to throw that out there and then a couple days or weeks later have somebody from a place like the CDC maybe, or, you know, infectious diseases say, whoa, no, we're in for the long haul here, people. We won't see sports again until September or October, you know? You hope that when people of prominence speak on this kind of stuff, they're doing so from an educated, even if it's just a somewhat educated in their particular field, an educated point of view.
Yes, and the thing about Mark Cuban is there's a lot more tied to it, too. It's not just a sports owner saying it. Like, if he says that, it has impact on the markets. Like, that's a money guy, too, where it makes CNBC, or he's talking about it in terms of what it could do to his money. Like, it's not just, oh, this is some guy that wants to sit down and watch sports. Man, are the Pirate games going to happen or not? Because I'm a big Pirate fan, and I can't wait to go to the ballpark. There's a lot more layers to it for a guy like Mark Cuban. So that's why my ears perk up just a little bit. I don't think anybody truly knows, but I'm going to err on the side of that guy knowing more than me. He doesn't, again, know as much as science, but he knows more than me about this. So when he says starting in June, I think that people hear that yesterday, or maybe they hear that for the first time this morning, and it provides, as you've been stuck in your house or stuck on your street or stuck just going for a walk down your road or wherever you live, maybe that provides a little bit of kindling of hope, like, all right, perhaps we're getting to the other side of this sooner than I thought.
Right. Yeah, and that's, it spurred a conversation with me and a friend of mine last night. We talked about, well, you know, we kind of started talking out scenarios where we could see things getting back in the month of June. We started playing it out in the midst of our conversation and in our heads collectively, like, man, I wonder if, well, this would have to happen and that would have to happen, but then we could do this and we could do that, and maybe by this point we're back to this. At the very least, again, like you said, it provides people on some level the hope of things getting back to some semblance of normalcy, and you can have a conversation with your friends, whether it be on your Zoom or your Google or just, you know, your phone or your text, about, hey, how do we get to this point? How do we make this work? Perhaps we are turning a corner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.